Talk to Matt Flynn direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio app, Devil Radio website, download our app, go on the Apple and Google stores, and more importantly, just go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And then you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. Easiest way to do it, take your favorite shows with you 24/7 wherever you go. Click on the link on our website, support Devil Radio. It gives you a lot of ideas on how you can support Devil Radio. Many of you asked for that link because there are more than 80 right-wing stations in Wisconsin blasting out Trump dogma, the big lie that our elections are rigged, our democracy is no good, anti-American stuff. The only strong voice opposing that, very blunt, clear voice, is Devil Radio. Thank you very much for supporting Devil Radio. You know, we were talking about Manchin last time, and I wanted to add something. This is a further ominous indication from him on the soft infrastructure. He's not going to vote for anything with a child tax credit in it. But not only that, now he said, I will not defy the parliamentarian if she rules that certain things should not be in the budget reconciliation bill. What does that mean? Is that gobbledygook? No, I know exactly what he means. This is a Senate parliamentarian. And when you go budget reconciliation, it has to be financial. And the Republicans will come right in and they'll go, well, wait a minute. Immigration isn't financial, maybe a little bit, but this just says who can come in. And curbing pharmaceutical prices isn't financial. It's not an expenditure by the government. Everybody who's an expert and looks at this expects the parliamentarian to rule both of those out. And yet what people don't understand is by majority vote, not filibustered, we could ignore the parliamentarian. But Manchin's saying he won't do it, and then we'll only have 49 votes, 50 Republicans. And Manchin's not going to vote for anything that has immigration in it, curbing pharmaceutical prices, or the child tax credit. That's as plain as the nose on your face, and he's saying it. We're going to the lines. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Jean?
Good morning. This is a great show, as always, Matt.
Thank you.
Always learn a lot every single morning. Did you ever hear anything about the Pandora Papers?
About what now?
Pandora Papers. It was, like billionaires in different countries, hiding money.
Oh, right. Yeah, right.
Yeah, even in our country. They were having a hearing on it in the Ways Oversight Committee, Ways and Means. And I have to tell you, I really like the guy, this Mr. Pascarella. I haven't really watched. I try to watch live meetings so nobody can ever accuse me of spouting things that I've heard from the press and hadn't watched myself. And it was really interesting because, they wanted the governor of, I think, South Dakota. Now, they're calling it the Grand Cayman of the Great Plains, where there's like 81 of 106 trusts and billionaires, putting their money in trusts.
Oh, right.
Or hiding their money there. And it's like, and the Republicans, they're trying to ask very insightful questions of the panel. And all of a sudden, every time Republicans get up, they don't give a rat's, of what's going on or any illegal activity or any ways to help out the people in our country. They go right after the Democrats. All I ever hear is them after the Democrats. And you know what? I've really learned a lot about Republicans. In all honesty, they don't do anything to improve our country. All they do is blame the Democrats for things they've done. And they try to sideline anything when it's, against their donors, or people that give them money for their campaigns. They
right.
protect them like nobody's business. And it's just amazing just to watch. It's so frustrating. And I think to myself, how can those Democrats get anything done? And I've been trying to call people people who work for us in, like, our state and at our federal government and thank them. I've called the elections board and told them, thank you very much for all the hassle you're going through.
Good for you. Yeah.
For the people of our country. And I hope, in our state, and I hope people do that. Call up the Democrats and say, hey, I see you work until past midnight trying to pass this bill, and you guys haven't gotten any sleep, and you're the only ones on the floor, and the other people are, I don't know, probably sleeping, the Republicans. But thank you so much for what you're doing, you know, because they're fighting day and night. And then when the Republicans get up there and make any statements, they don't have anything to say that's, you know, like to help a bill or to make it better or any ideas on anything. All they do is say no. And yeah. It's so interesting.
Good for you. You know, you're coming up with an idea, and I commend this to everybody. You know, most people just call people because they want to complain. But we have people, call the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Don't call the one no good guy, but, you know, the executive director. You know, I'd even call people like Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. Call your Democratic senators and say thank you very much for all your hard work, and your Democratic congressman. Thank you very much for all your hard work. And I think that's terrific. Let me deconstruct a little of what Jean said. Jean probably should host this show herself. She watches more live hearings, and that's where you really learn. If you go on C-SPAN in particular, but there are others, I mean, there's nothing like seeing a live hearing. And she's referring to hiding money and money laundering. And here's the background. There was a scandal came out about a year or so ago where a number of world leaders, people whom, you know, high up people in the various governments were burying money in various trusts and various investments that were hidden. That's always existed to some extent. For instance, Switzerland, you always know the Swiss bank account, that kind of thing. That's old fashioned. That's passé. If you go to the Bahamas, you go to some place in the Caribbean, you will see people will rent office fronts. They'll rent 10 square feet or something, put up the name of their company or their law firm, and then claim that as their address and run money through that. And that is something that's always under attack, that the Republicans are always blocking. The reference to South Dakota, South and North Dakota, was there are lax laws in some states in this country that permit investments and trusts that you don't have to disclose information. I think that there should be a national standardized a requirement for that, because money goes across state lines. Clearly, under the Commerce Clause, the federal government has jurisdiction. You should not let a handful of states become like Switzerland or the Bahamas and let crooked people hide money. So Jean watches all these things. I certainly don't watch all these things. She watches the hearings themselves. And Jean, thank you very much for reporting on that. That was terrific. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick?
You know, Dana Milberg wrote an article I read about all the negative coverage, and they always talk about the media covering Trump, and they whined about negative. An example he had, and now all of a sudden, too, inflation is the big thing. Okay, a lot of that, in my mind, is caused by the pandemic and recovering from it, and who left us with that? But he brought up the fact that the jobs numbers were down a little bit. They were like 200,000+. And then he had an article about how they covered it when Mr. Trump created around the same numbers. It was a robust number of jobs created. You know, I can't help but think that this constant onslaught of negative isn't having some effect on his polling numbers. I mean, it's so obvious to me that their coverage is so biased and so ridiculous that it gets sickening to listen to. I mean, look, he's done more in 9 months, in my mind, than they did in the entire 4 years. All they came up with was a tax cut for the very wealthy and corporate, period.
Right. No, you know, you're making a lot of good points, Dick. And, you know, let me just take a couple of them one at a time. When it comes to job numbers, the unemployment rate is something like 4.5 or 6%. It fluctuates a little bit every week.
4.2. But,
yeah, Luke, you had something to say.
Down to 4.2%.
4.2. Thank you. Luke is on top. Listen to Dueling Tangents, 2 o'clock. Luke and Brian, Dueling Tangents. You'll get up to the minute, really, data and up-to-the-minute opinions. So 4.2. That's very, very good. And there are a lot of people, there's a thing called the Great Resignation going on. That's what they'd call it. A lot of people are not going back to work, quitting their jobs. Now, when they do that, they're not counted among the unemployed. But I think that the pandemic has had a cultural influence on this country in terms of remote work and in terms of people that took a good look at their lives and said, you know something, I'm going to do it a little different. So consistent with all of that, I think Biden's worked a miracle to get us through this pandemic. Remember what happened going back in March of 2020 and the stock market sank like a stone? And, you know, some of the stuff the Democrats insisted on and then Trump let them go through. And then in January, Biden comes in, right? We're out of Afghanistan. I do not like the way he got out of Afghanistan, but Afghanistan is an Islamic country that is deeply conservative and committed to jihad. And there's nothing you can do unless you want to occupy it. And when you leave, you either commit genocide or you just leave. And we're not the kind of country that just wipes out everybody in the country. So they stay with their culture. He got us out of there. He put through the hard infrastructure. He's going to put through the soft infrastructure, although Manchin is a real problem, a real problem. He keeps bad-mouthing it all the time, a guy that bad-mouths it all the time. I don't see him voting for it, but Joe, I think, will squeeze him till he votes for it. Joe is standing up to Putin. Biden didn't, Trump didn't stand up to Putin. Trump slithered on his belly across the room and licked Putin's shoes. Trump stands up to Putin. He's standing up to Xi. He has a diplomatic boycott of the Olympics, but he's letting our athletes go. Joe's doing a good job. And yeah, inflation. What do you think's going to happen when you have a pandemic and you have to get people through it? Anyway, we're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.